This is Raymond Jenkins. CDC number is DM4522. I'm located at the Corcoran State Prison in Corcoran, California. I am a prisoner, but I have created a organization called Inmate Life Matter. The reason why I created that is to help prisoners that's in and out of prison with certain items and certain issues that they have pertaining the loved ones out there that they doesn't have a loved one to help them while they're in prison. So I created the organization to be able to help prisoners that's in prison that does not have the support out there. Also, my goal is to reform certain laws in the state of California as the voting right to be able to vote while you're in prison. We know we can vote while you out of prison on parole now because the bill was passed 2017. We do have a bill that's coming on ballots in 2024. If the people go out there and sign and vote on it, we'll be able for prisoners to be able to vote while they're inside the prison. Also working on to raise the minimum wage in prison. Right now, it's cents. The maximum is like a dollar, but we're trying to get the minimum is a dollar and the maximum is $5 for people to work in prison that be able to help their family while they're out there. And we also, I'm also working on with the people that's working without a pay number, be able to have a pay number. The organization may like matter. Organizations also working on the gate money to be raised from 200 to 500. So the prisoner can come out and be able to help themselves while they work looking for jobs and, whatever else they need while they're out. It's been for years that when prisoner gets out, a lot of them goes homeless because they just don't have the support out there. So Inmate Life Matter organization has been created to make sure that they does not be homeless, that anybody that comes out, a prisoner, whether you're women and men, comes out, will not be homeless and will have some kind of support. I'm looking forward to be able to discuss any issue that I am going to be bringing, topic, when I get a chance to different topics pertaining to abortion and women in prison that had abortion or get pregnant in prison, men that, you know, their prison system that are abusing the authority, like the food condition here, the condition in prison. I will be able to address all that and hopefully that and get out there to the taxpayer so the taxpayer can have questions. I do have you could be able to write me in the prison while I'm here. And you would have that information also to be able to write me and Coach Response. I'm looking for Coach Response to be able to share what they feel about what I'm saying and the feedback. So this is the reason why I decided to address a lot of issues. And the main issue is the condition in the prison system. It needs to be reformed and it needs to be changed. It's like communication with the prison system and the prisoners. We need a better communication. And the taxpayer that's spending hard-earned money that support the prison system is being misled that the prison system is taking care of the prisoner. And that's false. I will be able to share that and the reason why I say that. And evidence to prove that if anybody would like paperwork or what I'm talking about. So this is something that I've been doing for the last 3 years. I have seen a lot of stuff that need to be addressed, and it's time to address it. It's time for the taxpayer and the community out there to understand what is prison, because they didn't miss it. With that, I'm hoping to share much as I can and hoping to get a lot of people interested into listening to me and to publish it in the paper so people can read it and understand what's really going on. And once again, my name is Raymond Jenkins. My number is BM4522 in Corcoran State Prison. Thank you.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.